Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friday, November 26th, and would you believe it's Black Friday? This is the DJV program without Jay. Jennifer is off today, but Victoria's here, or the other Jay's here, which makes it all worthwhile. Jay Kirshner in charge of lots of different things, including, well, actually, the winner of the first week's contest, that Works giveaway, WORX giveaway, was chosen by my grandson, Miles. And I will tell you how that all worked. We were discussing, we actually read through all of you'd sent all of them to me, Jay, and I read through all of them with Miles. And I think I told you why he selected the one that he did.
Yeah, it's cute. I like it.
Yeah, we'll save that for a few minutes from right now. Black Friday is today. It went back to September the 24th, 1869. There was a scheme to manipulate American gold markets, but it backfired, resulting in a lot of bankruptcies across the country. The story that's most well known, however, about Black Friday these days is that retailers going back marked the day when holiday shoppers helped businesses go from being in the red to being in the black. And that's something that I think is worth discussing, ladies. It takes most retail operations in our country until now, until this point in the year, to pay what essentially are all of their bills. So whatever they bring in between now and the end of the year is their profit. So you could arguably say that, depending on what kind of a business you're in, that 12%, if you're working on a margin, or you can bring to the bottom line 12%, because 1/12, that isn't even 12%, 1/12 of 100 is like 8.5, isn't it? So that's the bottom line.
That's impressive. You know, when you start fractions, we kind of all lose it, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, you get my point, though. That's the idea. The idea is that it takes this long. So I was watching carefully some of the commercials that were on television. Actually, Miles and I were watching a children's television show last night before dinner, and it doesn't have any commercials. It's one of those, you know, download it and he watches it. And then after that, we don't like to watch the news with him, so I waited till I got back to the hotel to watch the news, and I just, you know, back and forth, because I don't like watching most of the network news shows anyway. I just kind of wanted to see what happened yesterday with the parades and some of the other stuff that has to do with celebrating Thanksgiving. It was a beautiful day around the country yesterday, wasn't it? Pretty much where you are in Nashville, Jay, weather was good.
Oh, and, no, it was rainy, but that's good for me. It was beautiful. It was overcast and rainy and just a drizzly, dreary day.
Oh. Why did I think when I looked at the map quickly, it looked like it was pretty nice across the country. Where I am in California, it was absolutely beautiful. 74, 75 degrees. And Victoria, looked like it was pretty good where you were, too, right? Temperatures in the 50s?
Pretty mild. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. And we're about an hour outside of New York City, so the parade was back in full force, which was really nice to see. And all the crowds were back, and all the balloons and floats and Santa Claus and the live bands. It was just a really fun Thanksgiving Day parade on Fifth Avenue, and it was gorgeous weather, and everyone just seemed to have a really good time. It was just nice. It felt, you know, I mean, even though Lewis and I were alone,
normal again.
Yeah, but it felt like normal in that sense. Yeah, it was nice.
Right. Okay, so for one of the things I did see on the news last night is that billing for the online sales various retailers is up about 20%. The prices are not low because it's costing them more money to haul stuff around. I drove down. I was visiting a friend in San Pedro yesterday, San Pedro, they call it, which is about 20 miles south of L.A. proper. And that's where all the cargo ships come in. And I looked around. There were cargo. I couldn't see out into the bay, so I wasn't looking for the cargo ships that Jennifer's always talking about down here. But I was looking at the containers that were piled up. They come off of these ships, and there were hundreds and hundreds of them. So I just wonder what that has meant to people trying to buy stuff, the stores trying to distribute things. I noticed that for those of you who want to buy American, I've told you about this. They ought to be sponsors of the program, but they aren't. But the Made in America website, Made in America Stores, they have been touting some toys made from an American company called Channel Craft. So if you're looking as you're buying, a lot of people are buying today. These are authentic American toys and games and puzzles that are crafted in the USA, and it's a family company, 30-some-odd years. But this is just an example. All those of you who go to Amazon first, I'm probably not going to fight. Well, I have my thinking about Amazon. I don't like them. I don't like the company. I don't like buying from them. I don't like the power that they have or control over the retail world, if you will. I drove by LAX yesterday, ladies, and there was a parking lot that was kind of just down the street, off the one of the side streets. And if there was one van, there were 100 of these Amazon Prime vans that you see everywhere now. They're all over the place.
Yeah.
So they are really controlling the retail agenda. And I think what you all ought to think about when you're buying things from them, once they have as much, they have a lot of power and control now. But if you keep buying things from them and they gain more and more, they'll control the prices. You will not, and neither will the people who are selling things. Amazon will get to a point where they feel that they can control the prices. Everybody's buying. You put all of the retail stores out of business. I told you the story, I think, on Friday. Didn't I have that lady who had it's a healing device, and it was made out of jade, and it was legitimate. And she made them and sell them on the air, and some weasel from the Middle East stole her idea and started selling her product, even with her logo on. He had that much balsam. And apparently,
oh, that
looking
happens
into
all
it,
the time on Amazon platforms.
Well, see, that's not right. Why don't people know that or think about
that?
That's just not
people
right.
People do, but the problem, though, is that Amazon, and this is the case where, you know, they try to say, oh, well, no, we're under control of all this, and then this kind of stuff happens, and then regulators come in and lawmakers come in and say, well, see, this is an example of why we need to bust up Amazon. It's too big.
Yeah.
They can't actually control the fraud that's happening on their platforms. They've been sued in India. They've been sued in so many countries for doing this. It's not surprising at all. It's just, you know, if you are an independent retailer, you have to constantly be vigilant and, you know, and search the Amazon platform and make sure no one else is ripping off your product. It just, it happens a lot.
You know, now that I remember.
Reviews, and you think that you're buying something made in America, that it's coming from a place somewhere in America, and all of a sudden you get a shipping notification that it's actually coming from Asia.
From China.
Coming from China. Right. So they are not to be trusted. Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors on the Good Day Health, the DJV Health platform that we have, has had that. He has a couple of products, an enzyme product, and he's got two or three of them. The first time that he put it up, somebody ripped it off. But he left it there because he thinks that he needs to do business in Amazon. I suppose maybe a lot of people who are retailers think they need to do business, but it's something to be aware of. I wouldn't do it. If I were in the, no matter what, I just don't like these big companies. Frankly, that's just my own bias. I don't like them.
If individual companies, and this is a huge problem with the post office, if individual companies, if you're a small retailer, let's say you own a retail store, so you get some foot traffic, but you also need to have a strong online presence because that's just essential to survive. And so, but if if someone says, well, I really want to buy, you know, item X from your store, and they're on your website, and then they see that, you know, the shipping is, you have to pay extra for the shipping, and maybe it's going to take a week or 2 weeks or whatever, and then people go right to Amazon. I do this all the time, too, myself, and this is something I've, you know, stopped doing as much. But, you know, and then you go to Amazon, you search for the same product, and there it is, and you've got free Prime shipping, and it's on your doorstep in 2 days. That is incredibly hard for independent retailers to compete with. It comes down to the shipping. And that's something that Amazon did really well. When you are a Prime member, you get that free shipping all the time. Yeah. And
okay, look, let's look at it this way. Let's look at it this way, Victoria. If they just make a point, that is 1% profit. Let's say you look at all the things that they have, and they average 1%, which they don't. It's about 4.5%, actually, where the normal retailer needs to be a 10 to 12%. That is bottom line. The big outfits like Marshall's, which works on a 33% Keystone versus, that's a 33% markup versus what Walmart is at 28% markup. The supposedly legitimate retail stores are at 50%. They start at that, and then they, you know, discount things down. But when you look at the overall volume that Amazon has, which is in the multi-billion dollar, incredible numbers. So if they just bring one or two points to the bottom line, they've still made hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's why Bezos, and because of the stock that he owns still in Amazon, is worth $150 billion. Because of the way that he was smart enough to put this all together. And it's very difficult. I thought it was interesting. I saw the story of the Greystone Bakery in Yonkers. They were, I always love these stories. Here's a fellow that runs a little bakery in Yonkers, produces 12 million pounds of brownies a year. That's all they do. They produce brownies. And so they were looking for help online. And it wasn't that they were looking for any fancy schmancy baker. They just said they're looking for, they have open hiring going on. So if you're looking for a job and you want to work in a brownie factory, you can go there.
Smell delicious all day long.
And smell, right, exactly. All it does is require the applicant to want to work. That's it. No questions asked. Come in. You want a job? Yep, here it is. $15.20 an hour. And that's where you start, and you can do. So is that kind of a job you'd like to have? If you're making, I was in an Uber car last night. I actually took an Uber and a Lyft in the last couple of days. And the Lyft guy was very happy, and the Uber guy was very unhappy. And the Uber guy told me that he was making an average of $9 and something an hour. I think you said that on Friday, too, didn't you, Victoria? Somebody told me.
I don't know. I don't use Uber just because I don't like the company. So
right.
I always have used Lyft. And I have, and every time I've talked to a Lyft driver, they have, oftentimes a lot of the drivers will do, they work for both companies. And
yes.
For whatever reason, they all say they prefer to work for Lyft.
Yes, so that's what the guy told me last night.
There's a charitable give back too that you can round up your price and, you know, donate to a charity that you want. I think just in general, I mean, I don't even have the Uber app. I've never taken an Uber. It's just not a company that I support. So, I've had much, much better luck with Lyft. But good for the company. Look, people are just not, you know, Lewis and I were talking about this just last night. You know, companies have shifted the way that they can get away with abusing their employees. They can't get away with it anymore. If you want good people, you have to treat people with dignity.
It is the working. Yeah, the working.
$9 you have to pay them and cover their gas.
No, of course not.
Yeah. It's not in these prices. Out here in California, $4.35 is the average.
But nowhere. You can't live on $9. I'm in Jersey. We've got the cheapest gas. Everything's $3.17. You still can't live on $9 an hour. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's 19 after the hour, the day after Thanksgiving on the DJV show.
Black Friday's on at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Everything 50 to 70% off. Plus, shop all new doorbusters, including 60% off sweaters and cozy add-ons. Shop the sale through November 27th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop Black Friday at Banana Republic Factory. Everything 60% off, including luxe sweaters, statement outerwear, covetable gifts, and more from $14.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child, and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us, was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the DJV program. Time for us on this Friday, the 26th of November, to check out a lot of things that are trending have to do with Thanksgiving, as you can imagine, some of the games that were played, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so what we also have here is our contest winner for week one, and then we'll have some information on the contest for next week. But you'll get a kick out of why it was that Miles chose the winner of this week's contest coming up right after this.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks the D4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
All right, so Jay Kirshner, along with Doug and Victoria, with this week's Works winner, the Works contest, W-O-R-X. We have these usually every holiday, a couple times a year, at 4th of July, I think. Oh, no, Father's Day we do it.
Yeah, Father's Day was one.
Yeah, right. And then at Christmas, the holiday, generally speaking. So we got another few weeks of this, your chance to win some really neat electric, all electric. That's what Works does. They have all, last year I think we were giving away snow blowers. I got one of them. And they have the most fabulous lights that are powered by, you know, just the batteries that are in there. You charge them up like you charge up your computer. It's that easy, and this stuff is, you know, they have electric saws, they've got a Sawzall that I have, and they just have across the board great things, and so you'll get a prize package. Let's see, who's the first week's winner, and let's talk about how this person got to be the winner. Jay?
The first week's winner was Hannah Nicole. the winner of the Works tools, and you can see all the tools, get all of the information, how it all works, week one, week two, week three on djvshow.com. Get involved on at djvshow, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Doug, would you like to say how Hannah and Nicole won?
Well, let me read the
what you had to do this week was, for week one, was tell us your favorite holiday memory.
Right. Okay. And so Hannah Nicole writes, my favorite holiday memory is having all our family together for Thanksgiving and playing soccer in the afternoon. Okay. So I'm going through this.
Family sports is a big thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Kennedys were famous for, you know, having their touch football games out on the Cape. And, you know, lots of families will do, depending on what your weather's like, lots of different sports. That's fun.
So I think I posted on my Facebook page, Doug Steffen, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, in amongst all the pictures of Jasper, there's a picture of Miles in his soccer outfit with his award for being the best defensive player of this group of youngsters playing soccer that are six years old. And I watched a couple of their games this fall. It's absolutely hysterical watching them. And Miles is so excited about it. He got the medal for being the most enthusiastic player. So we were reading through all these three, four dozen installments here, and I read the one about soccer. He said, "That's it, Gramps. That person plays soccer. There's the winner." So that's Hannah. How you got to be the winner because my grandson likes to play soccer, and that's the story. But it was really, there were some really nice ones in there, and I'd read through them and I'd say, "What do you think?" Mazi said, "No, I don't think so." Or he'd say, "Yeah, we boiled it down to four or five of the entries, and then we boiled it as soon as he said, Gramps, what about the soccer?" And I said, "Okay." So that's how it worked. All right, congratulations, Hannah Nicole. So you're the winner of week one. Week two kicks off next week, and we'll give you some more info on that later on. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai's all-new 2022 IONIQ 5 electric crossover vehicle earned the prestigious honor of Green SUV of the Year from Green Car Journal. Additionally, the all-new 2022 Hyundai Tucson with new powertrain variants that include hybrid and hybrid plug-in, earned Green Car Journal's 2022 Product of Excellence honor, an acknowledgement of the compact SUV's important achievement. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more wow deals from now through Cyber Monday. Don't wait till Cyber Monday. Shop today to get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Cyber Weekend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Democrat Representative from California Mark Takano, the leader of a five-member congressional delegation to Taiwan, praised the island as a force for good during the meeting with President Tsai Ing-wen on Friday. U.S. stock futures dropped in early morning trading Friday as investors prepared for a shortened trading day and COVID fears from a new variant found in South Africa. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 794 points overnight. As a new COVID-19 variant is being reported in Africa, the executive director at the WHO, Dr. Mike Ryan, talks about the new variants and how they emerge.
When you use a drug, there's loads of virus in the system because the person is very sick. And now you introduce the drug into the body and there are trillions of viruses. And amongst those trillions of viruses, there may be one or two that have some resistance to the drug.
USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The ultimate foreign influence in our elections would allow illegal immigrants to vote in our elections. That's exactly what New York City is trying to do by allowing 800,000 illegals to vote, diluting the true value of the American voter. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney on Newsmax explains this is why the Biden administration has opened our border to the world.
I served in the New York State Assembly, so I know what the New York City people are thinking. And this is part of the plan. They've been interested in doing this for a long time. This is part of the plan. This is what they're doing. They're creating voters. This is why we have an open border. Now they're going to give the non-citizens the right to vote. They're going to tear down the very subject of our Constitution, which is to have citizenship, to have borders, to have freedom, because we all believe in the idea of a constitutional republic where freedom and individual rights are the most revered parts of that Constitution. They don't believe in that. They're globalists. It's why this movement is not just in the United States. I just returned from London and met with, you know, an exchange with members of Parliament. You know, they're struggling with this whole concept of Brexit. The conservatives are for Brexit, and they remain the elites, like the Democratic elites there and here, are stunned. Why do the people not want to have, you know, this centralized planning and this globalist type of society? Because that's not what they bargained for. It diminishes their rights, and they're doing this through voting. And voting is the most profound expression of our self-governance.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm chuckling talking to the ladies here about my trip, the first part of my first leg of my trip out to California, which is no big deal. You're used to me being here and on the farm, and traveling from coast to coast is nothing. It's just nothing. It's the easiest thing. You get on the plane, I have a meal, watch a movie, and take a nap. That's it, and that's pretty much my routine. And so there was no different on Victoria. Just said, what was it like on Thanksgiving Eve? Because I came out of here on Wednesday night. So I had, you've heard me talk about the TSA and the pre-check. It's something that a lot of frequent travelers have, and it's very helpful, frankly. I don't grouse about the TSA anymore because I'm not really involved. I watch other people go through stupid stuff, but I just, you know, bing, bang, boom. So as an example of that, I took the bus instead of taking my car in because I'm going to be gone for a week or so. Well, what the hell is that? I know what that is.
Is that a wake-up call?
I was going to say, yeah. Is somebody calling to complain on you being ding. Too loud?
No. So anyway, I go into the airport, and from the time I got off the bus till I was in the lounge, it was 6 minutes. I went through all of the pre-check and on the check your stuff and bing, bang, boom, and that was it. And one of the easiest times, it normally doesn't take me, the pre-check is really worth, if you travel a lot. If you don't travel a lot, it's not worth the $85. But if you do travel a lot, it's worth it. So, and they're usually nicer. I don't know why, but they just seem to be, because they don't have to check as much stuff, I guess, as much as anything else. But so that was my experience. There were a lot of people on the road noticed when I went into the airport, it was very difficult getting in. The traffic was unbelievable, but it was for people going in to pick folks up to bring them back, not for people getting on planes and leaving, because that had happened earlier in the day. But it was actually pretty quiet. And I don't know whether I saw a few other reviews of what it was like in various other cities. When I got to Los Angeles, it was, well, it was kind of crazy, people picking stuff up. But again, people leaving, no, not so much. I noticed the plane that I got off of was doing a turn going back to New York Kennedy, and that was, let's see what time was it, 9 o'clock on Wednesday night. And the lounge was full. You know, a lot of people decide that they want to do that. They want to have Thanksgiving, but they don't want to hustle and hassle, so they wait and take the all-night flight from the east, from West Coast to the East Coast. But anyway, I found people were civil. There wasn't a lot of noise. It wasn't, I didn't hear any hoopla. It was very...
Well, you're up front.
Well, no, not necessarily on the plane. I'm talking about walking around the airport. It was pretty well organized. I didn't feel like there was a whole lot of... and I think that's what the problem is. The news media focuses on it, whether it's a problem or not. They'll tell you stories, and then people will think, wow, you know, what about... Yeah, I don't want to get involved.
Well, I have a feeling also, on Thanksgiving, for Thanksgiving travel, people who... I think people are on their best behavior because the airlines are cracking down and kicking people off of flights.
Yep.
And so I think if you want to make Thanksgiving dinner and you need to get your family from A to B, you know, even if you don't like a mask mandate or whatever, which is usually the, you know, 90% of all the issues are about mask wearing. So I think people are just going to suck it up and try to just, you know, make it through their holiday plans. But I'm sure as soon as the holiday is over, we're going to go right back to hearing more and more of these ridiculous stories. I mean, they happen all the time. And this is not just the news media. I mean, these are flight attendants who are filing these complaints and being physically assaulted. It's just, it's ridiculous. It's disgusting.
I did ask the flight attendants who were on the flight I was on if they've had any encounters, and one of the senior ladies said that, yeah, they'd had a couple of circumstances where she was concerned about what was going on, but they calmed down. I think
you're up in first class, and again, there's a huge difference. And I'd like reading
the secret.
You're
still
going
to know what's going on the rest of the plane.
No, but I'm just saying passengers aren't going to know. Like there are a lot of different anonymous blogs that I always love reading that are written by flight attendants, and and you can ask the flight attendants the next time. They're all putting in for first class. Yeah. They don't want to deal with animal class anymore in the back. It's just first class people, they're paying good money, and they're not going to act up like that.
It's interesting when I think about who was on this plane. There were five flight attendants on this, one man and four women, and the two senior. There was one of the flight attendants, a little snarly, who was up in my cabin. The other one was wonderful, and there were a couple of ladies. When I went down back to go to the bathroom, I always chat them up. I always talk about what's going on. They were cooking their own. They had the two of them obviously work a lot together, and I would say they were in their 60s, and they had this. They had brought on board a lima bean casserole, and they were cooking it. And it smelled fabulous. I said, "You don't eat the food on the plane?" She said, and she looked at me and she raised her eyebrow. She said, "No, I never eat this stuff. I bring my own." So it kind of looked like a Thanksgiving. You know how you make a pea or a green bean casserole or something like that? That's what it smelled like and looked like. So it was cool.
Oh, that would be such an awful smell on a plane, though.
Yeah. Ugh,
good in a kitchen, but yeah. When you smell things in the kitchen, that's one thing, but when you're smelling things, and that's another thing. If you're flying, please refrain from bringing your own food that includes onions and or tuna. Your fellow passengers a favor.
Awful.
Please don't bring those things.
You know, I'm really swearing off of, I did once in a while eat tuna. I don't like the smell of it anymore, so I don't know what it is, but maybe it's just me getting used to it. Hey, how about we have a congratulations again for Hannah Nicole, who's the winner in the first week of our Works giveaway. We are congratulating her because she plays soccer on Thanksgiving afternoon. And because the judge of the contest this week was my grandson, Miles, and as soon as he heard the story about soccer, yeah, Gramps, that's the winner. That was, you know, I could put all the entries into a barrel, and you could pick out one of them, and that could be, because they were all great. I really thought they were all great stories. So thank you for involving yourself. So, Jay, just for the heck of it, why don't you talk about week two in the Works giveaway, what we're going to be asking, when can people actually start to contribute?
Yeah, of course. So Monday, 6 a.m. Eastern, that is when the week two contest will open. You will have through then until Thursday at noon, and after that, we're going to pick a winner. And how week one was, tell us your favorite holiday memory. This one is, tell us what this time of year means to you. So you can start thinking about it, and then you can get posting. And again, this contest, week two, will go live on Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern.
At all of our social media.
Yes, DJV Show. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You don't have to post to all of them. You can just post to one. We round up all of the entries.
Round them up. Okay, so that starts on Monday, and again, congratulations to Hannah Nicole. Sounds like she would be a radio personality, you know, like Delilah's name is Delilah Renee. So how about Hannah Nicole? Maybe that's her first two. You think that's what that is?
Or
is
it? I keep wanting to say Hannah Nicole Smith, Anna Nicole Smith.
Really? Who remembers her? I'm glad you remember her. How long has it been? It's been 20 years since that happened, hasn't it?
No. Her little daughter is only, what, 12, 13?
No, really? Isn't her daughter so much older now?
No, her daughter's a model.
15, maybe? I don't know. I don't think she's that old.
Yeah.
We'll look.
All right. Yeah. Congratulations. Of course we will. To Bob Vogelbaugh. Bob Vogelbaugh is a former grocery store owner. He lives in central Illinois. He started a tradition in 1970 in his community. He was known as Mr. Thanksgiving there. He's prepped free Thanksgiving dinners for now, what would that be, 1970, 51 years. This year, he and his volunteers in his community served a free Thanksgiving dinner to 3,200 people. How do you like that? This guy has, he takes the stuff from his grocery store and he prepares it. And gives it to all those people. Imagine feeding in a relatively small town. People come in from towns from all around to enjoy the Thanksgiving dinner that he prepares with his friends and volunteers. 3,200 people. God loves
them. Wonderful.
That's the kind of stuff that really makes you feel good about, you know, Thanksgiving. And we think about, you know, everybody's running to go buy this and buy that for themselves or their family. That's okay. But that guy, that's what Thanksgiving, I think, is all about. And I don't mean to be a cornball. I'm just saying I think that's what it's about. Tell us the story, ladies, about these 12 people who've been charged in connection with the Kim Kardashian robbery in Paris, which was, when? That was a long time ago, wasn't it? It was 4, 5, 6
2016?
Years.
2016?
Yeah?
Yeah, 2016.
So why, they've kept looking. Is that the story? Why now? Would they find a break in the case?
Well, no. I mean, initially they arrested 17 people, and then now 12 of them are heading to trial. It's just taken this long? Yeah, it's over in Paris, so their system must, you know, although the American system isn't much faster. But yeah, so 12 of them have been charged, and this was really, this was such a horrible, horrible story. I don't know if I was here in 2016 on the show when it happened. But it was, yeah, she was basically held at gunpoint. She was, her hands were zip tied. She was naked. She was thrown into the bathtub in the bathroom. She was locked in the bathroom with the doorman of the building who had basically at gunpoint been forced to go up to her room and open the door. And so it was terrifying and to watch. I've seen her tell the story 3 times. And I cry all 3 times.
Yeah,
it's
just
so horrific.
You get chills again. And do you remember how everybody, so many people were like, oh no, this was a stunt. This was a publicity stunt. They did this. They're lying. The Kardashian-Jenner clan, it's all over there.
I never thought that.
Horrible. But that was one of the big things that so many people were talking about.
Yeah, right.
Well, exactly. Why would you lie about anything like this?
Yeah, it was about $10 million in jewels that they got away with. The only thing that's been recovered is one diamond-encrusted cross that's valued at $30,000. She doesn't care about the money. Obviously, I'm sure all this stuff was insured. But it'll be interesting to see if she has to testify against them. The guy who's the ringleader... The guy who's the ringleader wrote an apology to her from prison, so I'm not sure how far that's going to go. But and essentially the thing is, the weird thing that about it is that they didn't know who she was. They only knew she was married to the rapper. They only knew she was married to Kanye. So they said, where's the rapper's wife when they broke into the hotel? They had stalked it out. They had motorcycles and handing off. And, I mean, there were probably 20-something people involved in this. It totally was. And the gigantic diamond ring that Kanye had just given Kim, which she had taken a photograph with only days before, that's really the main piece. It was a 20-something carat ring, and that was the main piece of jewelry that they were looking for, and that's already probably been carved up into a million different smaller stones, so that's, you know, everything else is gone. It's gone. They're never going to recover that, but
so it didn't do
her
any good because they're divorced now, right?
Yes. Well, it's not finalized.
Separated,
but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she gets to keep the $10 million. Well, no, she doesn't have any more.
No.
So that's it.
She stopped wearing jewelry completely. I think she wore a tiny, thin little gold band, and that was it. She said she was never going to be wearing jewelry in public again after this.
All right. So she's dating Pete Davidson. Is that what's going on now with Kim Kardashian?
Apparently.
Yeah, get it, Pete.
I don't get the appeal, but this guy is like Mr. Like Mr. Rebound. It's
he's a strange looking.
But good for her if she's having fun. Look, Kanye West. You can say a lot of things about him. Some people believe he's a genius. Some people believe he's the most talented guy ever born. We know he has mental illness. I mean, he's a lot to handle. I don't think Kim has just laughed in a really long time. And Pete Davidson is such a goofball that they were on a date over the a couple days ago in L.A. and someone said that she just sat at the table laughing the whole time. Every woman deserves that, you know?
Yeah.
I think you enjoy
life, not be told what to do, what to wear.
Well, I'm just saying, she was so controlled by Kanye that it's nice for her to have, just to sort of let her hair down a little. Yeah.
Speaking of the Kardashians, Khloe Kardashian says that she changes her bed sheets every 2 days. This seems to be un-American. There's a survey out this week of 1,000 Americans revealing on average people change their sheets about every 24 days.
Ew. Ugh.
Single guys do it every 24? 37 days. Yes.
No, single guys do it every time they get laid. That's about it.
Well,
single guys only do that when they're expecting something.
Sort of the 37-day routine for single guys. Maybe things are off. Married couples switch them every 20 days. That's the average. But perhaps you want to do what Chloe does. Well, first of all, you got to start with good sheets. There are a lot of people who have allergies to some of the sheets. Some of them are itchy, that sort of thing. And if you sleep with your pet, by the way, 78% of pet owners change more frequently. I do mine. I change my sheets every 4 or 5 days. Not because Daisy's there. If I change them every day, I'd change them every day. I just like sleeping on nice, fresh sheets. Don't
we
all?
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're all once a week people, and it's solely because Daisy sleeps in bed with us.
Yeah, well, there you go. Around 20 million Americans have a dust mite allergy. So if you want to avoid that, start with good, fresh sheets from MyPillow.com. Special deal right now. Check it out online at MyPillow.com.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever. $1,490.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's time for us, that is you and me in Victoria, to go through the top five items from the world of technology as part of our weekend overview. So we have five items here, and we'll count them down from five to number one. Victoria Keelan is here with me. Doug Steffen, FCC approving a Verizon track phone acquisition, not good for the consumer, it would seem.
Actually, no. This is the reason that the FCC, which we know under this current administration, the FCC is not exactly friendly to monopolies or to mergers and things that, you know, really reduce competition in the marketplace. So this one was kind of a surprising headline, but the FCC did approve a $6 billion Verizon and TracFone acquisition, which pairs. TracFone is the largest reseller of wireless devices in the U.S., and they have 20 million subscribers and 90,000 retail locations. And so Verizon's acquisition as the largest wireless provider has now merged these two together. And the reason that the FCC said that they were okay with this is because they're requiring Verizon to make several consumer protection agreements with the FCC as part of the deal. And so I guess when you have Verizon over the barrel, you better take advantage of it, and it looks like the FCC did. Verizon has promised to continue its participation in the Lifeline subsidy program for at least another 7 years, and then that essentially provides cellular service and accessories to low income areas around the country, and to low income people. And then Verizon also has to provide cost-effective 5G devices and services to the Lifeline customers. So meaning they can't just get stuck with, you know, the old iPhone or the old Samsung. They have to have current 5G devices at that same cost-effectiveness. And so Verizon has to submit semi-annual reports describing how it's complying with these restrictions. This is going to be, you know, there's a lot of oversight on Verizon with this. Last Thursday, the California Public Utility Commission approve the deal as well, and you know California is also pretty strict when it comes to this stuff. Now the California regulators required Verizon's TracFone to participate in the Lifeline program for 20 years, so between California and the FCC, Verizon may make more money on this, but they're still going to have to hold up their end of the bargain, which I think is very fair.
Number four, FBI and other government agencies entering into the holiday ransomware business.
Yeah, this is for companies and consumers. So the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, that's CISA, C-I-S-A, and the FBI are urging public and private sector organizations to remain extra vigilant during the holiday shopping season. So they have, on the company level, they have insisted that, you know, companies have IT security workers available on weekends and holidays, so you're not just sitting around after a hack happens and you've got to wait for, you know, IT to come back into the office on Monday. So that's one thing that's, you know, really important, is being able to get on top of these attacks as soon as possible. They also want them to implement multi-factor authentication for administrative and other accounts, because we know a lot of leaked passwords and old accounts have been hacked into. And so, and again, for shoppers, for consumers, be so hyper vigilant this season, because this is, any type of holiday season is going to be just a haven for hackers and malicious cyber actors. So make sure that, you know, you are double checking things, you're not falling for any phishing scams, don't open suspicious emails. If you get an email from a company that doesn't normally email you, go right to their website, don't open the email, things like that, and just make sure you're really careful.
Number three, as we count down to number one, has to do with a million GoDaddy customers.
Yeah, so GoDaddy suffered a security breach that gave an attacker access to more than a million email addresses belonging to people who use GoDaddy to run their websites. So here's another example. If you are a GoDaddy customer, they say that they're going to be notifying you directly if you've been affected. Get ahead of it. If you are a GoDaddy customer, go log in and change your password and make sure that you are monitoring your credit reports. That's super important. You can sign up for Credit Karma. It's free. They'll let you know if someone is opening stuff in your name.
Number two, some Iranian nationals have been charged with doing some bad stuff. Yeah.
Yep. So a federal grand jury in New York this week indicted two Iranian nationals on charges related to a cyber-based disinformation campaign to undermine voter confidence and sow discord in the 2020 election here in the U.S. Essentially, they were threatening physical injury to thousands of voters and members of the Proud Boys. They sort of pretended that they were the Proud Boys. And so if you didn't vote for Donald Trump, you were threatened with physical violence. So they luckily, they tracked them down and they indicted them. They're in custody now. New York.
Number one, number of attorneys general launching an Instagram investigation.
Yep, Instagram, owned by Facebook, now called Meta, they're under investigation to see if they really do have negative effects from Instagram on young kids. We already know the answer to this, but we'll see how they get fined.
Thank you. Yep. Yes is the answer. All right, Victoria, good. Thanks.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.